Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brewers fans, thank you for making the switch after the last pitch to this show. Welcome to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Now, live from the Fan Postgame Studios, here's the franchise, Tim Allen. And Bill Baby Tausch Schmid.
It is a final in Cincinnati. The game and the series and the results are good. Wow, another Brewers victory. And welcome, everybody. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Tim Allen and the Wendy's Big Show crew is here as well as the Brewers get a 5-3 victory to seal the deal over the Cincinnati Reds. Taking care of your own here against Luis Castillo, and we all thought this would be the tougher one. But they get it done. They're taking care of their own house, Billy, and 7 in a row, 18 of 20, and now just one back in the division. Hell, they could win this thing outright.
Yeah, and it did look bleak. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. Even when it was just 1-0 earlier today at the first three innings, after Castillo's got that changeup working, you start to think, this could be the one that you slip up and you possibly need a real surge by that Cub team over the weekend. You just need one out of the guys in blue and red down in St. Louis this weekend, and that opens the door, and it gives you an opportunity to win out and control your own destiny and continue this run that, Tim, we are going to look at it at some point. Maybe it's still during the time and while the season's in, or once this all ends up concluding. But this is going to be one of those runs that is historic and talked about around baseball for how dominant they have been here in the month of September.
And it's going to be talked about for sure for many years here as well, no matter how this thing turns out. It definitely will, because I think what it does is it gives Brewers fans some hope when things don't look real good. And in the game of baseball, when you stack up 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 games remaining in a season, you can still reserve from some hope there. And the conclusion of this, I don't know. I mean,
right.
I really don't know, and that's what we're going to talk about today. But the Packers, yeah, we'll take a little bit of time out with that conversation. The Pack trying to go 4-0 for the first time since 2015, and that's a huge game tonight. But a huge game in Cincinnati today. It puts you in a position to win the division. And back on September 5th, talking about Packers football, when they played the Bears in the 100th anniversary season of the NFL and the pageantry that went along with that, Bears-Packers, oldest rivalry. While the Packers were beating the Bears that day, the Brewers lost to the Cubs 10-5 that day. That was a Thursday night. We all remember the Packer game for sure. But the Brewers lost to the Cubs 10-5 that night, and it put them five games back. Now, again, this is on September 5th, people. Five games back of the Cubs for a wild card spot, and 7.5 back of the Cardinals for the division. This all was happening on September 5th. I did read this morning, guys, that the playoff percentage, the Fangraphs and some other platforms put those out, it was 0.01% to make the playoffs after those games were concluded on September 5th. That's not just 1%, guys. That's 0.1% to make the playoffs.
It's incredible to think about, guys, that they're able to power through with obviously the question marks that they've had all year long and the lack of stellar performance out of guys that you counted on all year long. You saw that dude Travis Shaw last night celebrating with everybody, and in that vein, Gary brought it up earlier too, Timmy, where you don't have Jeremy Jeffers on this team. Corey Knebel wasn't a part of that celebration last night. Hell, if you thought anybody was going to be able to come back and give you meaningful innings in September, if you were going to say it was Brent Suter over Jimmy Nelson, a lot of people would have laughed at you. Jimmy Nelson hasn't been able to help you. Corbin Burns didn't do much. But you got enough contributions from everybody that was brought in, and it's continued to get harped on. Yasmani Grandal, what an addition number 10 has been behind the plate and at first base, playing in so many of these games and being such a constant in that lineup that it can't go understated what that one-year deal has done.
Yeah, it's too bad he's not going to be able to wear that jersey 10 very much longer because the team is going to retire it
Stop.
For the fans. They are.
No one's
we don't
that.
Know how this is going to
Nobody's
conclude, but I don't know. I'm just having a blast here. Just one game back in the division as the Brewers get the victory today, 5-3. Let's get you up to speed if you happen to miss it. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, keeping an ear and one eye on the Brewer game as well. Reds get on the board in the bottom of the first off Chase Anderson. Aristides Aquino hit a solo home run. That dude's good. That's a good young player down in Cincinnati. We need to get used to seeing him, and it would be nice to get him out. He had a three-hit game tonight, today, I should say. Neither team scores in the second. Eric Thames tried to beat out a ground ball off the glove of Joey Votto, and I don't know if you guys caught this. Multiple hamstring issues, if you will. So
in each leg, right?
Yeah,
one in each leg.
Hamstring discomfort in both legs.
Gary,
and you know what that tells me,
he
Gary?
Needs a good massage. That's what it
no,
tells
it
me.
No, it tells me you're dehydrated. That's what it tells me. That you were up a little late last night. Gary, what is two hamstring discomforts? I mean, what does that mean? How did he get there?
Well, that means you consumed too much alcohol last night, Tim. You're dehydrated.
Okay.
We straight up with you.
Okay, consume, good. I was wondering if we were the other ones bad
at that. Yeah, no, because you're dehydrated. You consume too much alcohol. Your diet's not quite right. I mean, so like if he could have ended and went home last night and maybe had some pasta and a salad, he'd be good to go. I'm just thinking he probably just. I'm thinking he just walked right into clubhouse, cuz.
Right on in. Maybe grabbed an
all
omelet when he was in there, and that was about it. Maybe thought maybe
well,
a little bit
you know
of practice
what?
Would
he
be
took,
good.
He took a bite of the omelet and felt a little sick to the stomach.
I mean, it should have been some water, some ibuprofen, some food.
I played with a couple guys who just used to come in the morning. You can tell they were up all night. You know what they used to do, Tim? They go straight IV. Straight IV. Doc IV me.
Oh, man.
Let me get one and take all of that IV, and I'll be ready to go by noon.
Yeah, give me IV.
Yeah, and it stays one zip into the fourth inning where the Brewers break it open a little bit. A crooked number, leadoff walk by Grandal. Keston Hira with a walk after a Pena strikeout for the first out. Spangenberg hits into a fielder's choice. Now there's runners at the corners with two outs. And Travis Shaw, much maligned Travis Shaw, getting a lot of heat from a lot of fans. And he works a walk, and this is huge because it loads the bases. That was a big-time walk for Shaw. Because it set the stage, bases loaded, two outs for Orlando Arcia.
And Arcia in the left center field, they had him squeezed in the gaps, and he cannot make the play. Van Meter has it pop in and out of his glove. Grandal and Spangenberg are in. Now Shaw scores. Three runs are in for the Brewers as Arcia is standing at second base. It is 3-1 Milwaukee.
Well, they put a charge into that one, so all three walks come around to score.
Yeah, bases clearing double there for Lando in that fourth inning, and that's our spark of the game with Current Electric, your electrician superheroes at callcurrent.com. And they weren't done yet in that fourth inning. How about the next batter? Ben Gamel.
Arcia delivers three runs. Now it's Gamel slices one left field line, and that one is down, and it's going to go to the wall. Arcia will score. Gamel will stop at second. It's an RBI double for Gamel, and the Brewers have a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, 4-1 right there as Chase Anderson could use a shutdown inning. He gets it despite another error from Keston Hira. Stays 4-1 to the mid-game. Brewers, they step back up to the pay window in the fifth inning. A one-out walk to Grandal. Base hit by Keston Hira. And how about Manny Pena contributing?
Pena turns one around. A base hit down the left field line. Grandal's going to score easily. Hira on his way around third. He's going to try to score. Here comes the relay. And Hira, a belly flop. He is out.
Yeah, he's stuck in the dirt. I mean, he was trying to slide, but he kind of hit the ground and stopped.
Yeah, the trail runner thrown out there, but the Brewers take a 5-1 lead. Another shutdown inning for Chase in the bottom of the fifth. After the Brewers score in the fourth and the fifth, both of those bottom half shutdowns for Chase Anderson. That is huge. Crew empty in the sixth. Chase, he's done with those five innings of one-run ball. Gives way to Junior Guerra in the sixth inning. He does give up a run right there. Game tightens up a little bit. 5-2 into the seventh inning. Brewers empty there. They go to Drew Pomeranz, a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh. And the Brewers' offense nowhere at this point late in the game. And it goes to Devin Williams, the correction of the game with Milwaukee County House of Correction. Ain't no way I would have had Devin Williams in this ball game. A three-run game at this point. You need every single win to get to the promised land, get where you want to be, and it doesn't work. A couple of hits and a run given up by Devin Williams, and they have to summon Josh Hader from the bullpen with two outs. And it is it's a chess match here, guys. And I don't want to bore you with all the moves back and forth, but Council and David Bell going back and forth. Okay, I'm going to go to Josh Hader, says Council. David Bell says, I'm going to go Eugenio Suarez and his 50 billion home runs mm-hmm. this year. And Council says, okay, you want to do that? I'm going to put him on intentionally. Now, that is rare because you rarely intentionally walk the tying or winning run onto base. Council goes against the grain right there. And then Hader hits a man to load the bases. Now I'm a little nervous here. Maybe the run or the winning streak at least will be snapped at six. But Hader gets a pop-up to Peraza, and he throws a scoreless ninth inning in another Brewers victory. 89-70, now just a game back in the division. As we talk Brewers baseball just for a little while here, and we'll get back to some Packers football. The Brewers win again, guys. Their 18th victory Crazy. In their last 20 games. And just curious, if you want to join the conversation, how will this run turn out? Because we all know the month of September has been outstanding. 414-799-1250. And we go to Gary Ellerson in Green Bay, and these words from J&J Contractors.
Yeah, my good friends over at J&J Contract. Guys, you're looking to renovate your inside of your house. Like, let's just say if you want to do your kitchen cabinets, if you want to do your countertop, if you want to add some livable space within your house. Like, maybe you need some room for your kids downstairs in that basement that you never finish off. And they need, like, a playroom down there. Well, they can come in and give you some livable space down there. And just say you get a little older and you kick the kids out, and maybe you want to build a man cave complete with a bar and all that. They can come in and do that, too. And just say you move into a house that only has one bathroom and you need another bathroom. Well, they can add on a new bathroom for you. So now you've got two bathrooms. And let's just say a lot of people now these days are renovating their bathrooms. They say you want that his and her sink, that double sink. And they can do that and much, much more. Listen, fall is also coming. Don't forget about my good friends in J&J Contractors can also create an outdoor oasis. And you say, Gary, what is an outdoor oasis? Well, it comes complete with a fireplace, of course. Call them up today, J&J Contractors. That's for my good friend Jason.
Yeah, what does 2.74 mean to you guys? It means a ton to the Brewers, and it's a huge part of their success. I'll have that for you next here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. Brewers win again today, guys. 5-3 final.
Was it a moonshot or a big line drive? Let's get today's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball Postgame Show, presented by the Milwaukee Admirals on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
A 5-3 final as the Brewers win game three of this three-game set in Cincinnati, and now there's just three games remaining in the 2019 championship season for the regular season. Into the postseason, we all know. We celebrated last night, and they punched their ticket. Wrench and go drive of the game in this 5-3 Brewers victory. They're down 1-0, and facing Luis Castillo, as Billy said just a few minutes ago, you just didn't feel right, and you felt that if the Reds were going to tack on in any way, that this thing could get sideways and maybe come to a stop, that winning streak. But it didn't. Fourth inning, bases juiced after Travis Shaw draws a walk, and there were two outs in this game. One zip, Brewers down, and Orlando Arcia at the dish.
And Arcia in the left center field, they had him squeezed in the gaps, and he cannot make the play. Van Meter has it pop in and out of his glove. Grandal and Spangenberger in. Now Shaw scores. Three runs are in for the Brewers as Arcia is standing at second base. It is 3-1 Milwaukee.
Well, they put a charge into that one, so all three walks come around to score.
Next batter, Ben Gamel, had a double to make it 4-1, and they tack on a run with a Manny Pena RBI double, and they go on for a 5-3 victory, now 89-70, and just a game back of front-running St. Louis with three to play. So the Cardinals obviously control their destiny. They open the door with one loss over the weekend, and that's against the Chicago Cubs. And I got a feeling, guys, that the Cubs are going to play up a little bit. Well, you know, again, you try and define it. Is it a feeling or is it wishful thinking? Is it thinking from the heart? Or is it just a gut baseball feeling? I'm not sure. I'm a little confused on it.
Well, and I think one of the interesting ones is we talk to Paul Wagner all the time, former Brewer pitcher and Major League pitcher. He pitched with, you know, the Barry Bonds teams of the Pittsburgh Pirates back in the day. And a lot of that, I think, can be media-driven, Tim, where it's, you know, well, we want to play spoiler for somebody else. There's a lot of teams that are ready, set, Cabo. And that seems to me to be the big names for the Chicago Cubs. But look at what else they have. They have Joe Maddon, a manager who's going to be looking for a job, presumably at the end of this year. You also have a lot of young players that are going to be filling in for the Bryants, the Baez, Rizzo. I think Contreras is probably not going to play in this series. So you're going to have a lot of guys that are looking for opportunities, and you get one win against a team that's trying to lock up a division, that goes a long way into giving yourself an opportunity to have a job next year and locking that in.
Yeah, everyone is talking about how this is going on. Explain this. Give me some reasons why. Well, the biggest reason, and I think everyone is just alluding to Craig Counsell. Okay, fine. Take that away. We all know Craig Counsell is a good manager, and in my estimation, is going to be a great manager. If you take that off the table, then is it easier to explain how the Brewers got on an 18 of 20 run to flip the script on everybody at the top end of the National League? I mean, I think you have teams that you put this team up against the Atlanta Braves or the LA Dodgers or the St. Louis Cardinals. I think they're challenged. They are. All of those teams are. So what would be the reason then outside of Craig Counsell that they're getting this thing done? I say pitching, and I can prove it to you. In September, their collective ERA, Billy, I was floored when I saw this. Coming into today's game, in which this number is probably down now, the Brewers pitching staff, that's bullpen and starters, had an ERA of 2.74. For almost a month.
And for the last 10 days, their ERA combined was like 1.11.
That's how they're getting this done. Because if you look at some of the numbers inside the box score, you find that, hey, they're doing just enough offensively at times. And I don't want to rain on the parade of a big three-run double by Orlando Arcia and a home run by Moose the other day and all those things, but you know, sometimes some of these games to continue the run, you got to do it with pitching. I think across the board, they've been doing it outside of Counsell with the pitching staff.
And a lot of times, Tim, you got to have breaks go your way, right? And today, that ball should have been caught by Van Meter out in left field. I don't know how they gave Lando a double, but they did. And sometimes when it's going right, it's going right. And this is the same in football, and a lot of people are talking about it with this Packers defense going into tonight's game of, well, you're getting the turnovers, but at some point, a lot of times that faucet can stop. But when you're getting those turnovers, they seem to come in bunches. The big plays and those game-changing plays, right now they're season-saving plays every single time they happen. They come in bunches seemingly when you are getting into a position like this and you're having a whole bunch of success.
It's almost like a laser-focused baseball team these days with the Brewers, isn't it? I mean, it's just
for sure.
Every situation and Counsell, outside of the one little correction here by Devin Williams in a three-run ball game. I thought that was a little iffy. Speaking of relievers, we talked a little bit about it last night, about we wanting Jimmy Nelson in the ball game to seal out that victory to punch the ticket to the playoffs. there's some significance, according to Craig Counsell, Billy White Jr. Guerra was in the game. There's some symbolism in that Junior Guerra was David Stern's first acquisition as GM of this organization. There's not many things Craig Counsell can do to really upset me, and this doesn't really upset
me. He's not perfect, though.
No, he's not perfect, and this is a little bit of a stretch, don't you think? I mean, I think the organization would have done a little bit better having Jimmy Nelson out there to seal that deal.
Are you really going to be upset about this?
Now, I'm not upset.
It was a beautiful idea, I admit. I loved your philosophy and paint the eloquent picture of the picturesque scene over the Ohio River as Jimmy Nelson leads the celebration behind second base, and it would have been great. But I do think that there is something to be said for a guy that, guys, Junior Guerra was like the ace of the rotation in the year where they win 86 games and they come so close to making the playoffs. There is something to be said for guys that have been there and helped you through all of this. And Guerra was definitely one of those recording that final out last night.
Stevie, how does this thing turn out? There's three to play for both teams. Brewers chasing one game back in the division. Cubs and Cardinals, Brewers and Rockies.
This is what I want to know from Gary Ellerson. I want to know this from Gary, and I want to know this from you, Tim, and Billy. I want to know, Gary, if you classify what is happening right now similar to the Packers' run with Aaron Rodgers to the Super Bowl, would you classify this as a magic carpet ride?
It's greater than that.
Greater than a magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Why?
And in baseball terms, it is a little different, but I would equate it to not having Aaron Rodgers, not having Christian Yelich. But I mean, but the outcomes are so much greater because of Aaron Rodgers at quarterback than it is at Yelich. But that's kind of what it feels. I mean, you're missing your best player. Right. Aaron Rodgers is the best player for the Green Bay Packers at that particular time. So to me, it feels like it is great. Listen, man, if they get first place in this division, that is unreal. I mean, folks really don't understand the magnitude of that without a Christian Yelich. It's unbelievable.
Well, Gary, think about it this way, and we can tie it into tonight's game, guys. Look at the Philadelphia Eagles 2 years ago losing Carson Wentz, who was their their organization. Yeah, they had the insurance policy of Nick Foles to help him as the mentor behind him, but they didn't expect to have to ride him for four straight games and go up against the greatest quarterback of all time and possibly the greatest coach of all time in the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. Now, I'm not saying this is going to end us into the Fall Classic, but Gary, you're right at this point. When you look at where it is into relevance of where the organization is going to, Christian Yelich, I mean, he is the face of the franchise. He's owned up to it. He's admitted to it. He understands it. And everybody in that clubhouse does, and they all had to deal with that shock as well. It feels magic carpet ride to me as well.
Timmy, you've always...
Me too.
Okay,
yeah.
But I want to go back to something that you and I always talked about for years and years, sitting at the bar having many of alcoholic beverages, talking about how pathetic this organization is. We always talked about why can't we just ever catch lightning in a bottle? Why can't it ever just be our year to have something crazy happen and go right for us just once? We thought that maybe that was last year on the way to the World Series, and it wasn't. Here we sit again. Is this that lightning in a bottle year?
It could be, and we did think about it in a couple of different ways. One was, why can't that be us, where we see a Christian Yelich? Oh, shoot, he is ours. Okay, good. It did happen to us, number one. Number two, Keston Hira this year. That dude, that kid, looks all of legit as one of the better hitters you're going to see in the next seven-year window. Watch and see. This kid is dynamite. Okay, there's number two. Wow, it happened to us. And then thirdly, why can't we get on a run like that? How come we can't just put things together and just take it off the sheet or get on this monumental run?
Have a Rocktober where they write stories about you or Billy Beane's Moneyball at 17-4. By the way, the Brewers 18-20.
And it is the Brewers here this year. It does seem reminiscent to me about the 2010 magic carpet ride for the Packers. It does, only because of all the injuries that occurred with them, and it's occurred with these guys too, and that's why it's similar for me. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game with Gene Wagner Plumbing, a company you can trust.
Can I interject?
GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Go ahead.
I like the question, magic carpet ride, Steve, and the lightning in the bottle, but you see Tim kind of dodge that. And Tim is a lot like you in that way. This is lightning in a bottle, but you guys won't see lightning in a bottle until you win the World Series, because that's where you guys are at. You guys want one, and you haven't had one. Your thirst and hunger for one is unbelievable. That you sometimes, and I'm not saying you guys are, but sometimes you don't enjoy what you have and what is happening right now in front of your face. And lightning in a bottle could be, you know, the big tree, and then it could be your house. So win the World Series, lightning on your house, and you have no insurance, and that's kind of blowing up. Yeah. Lightning in a bottle could be just a tree in the backyard and fell over a fence. I mean, at different degrees, right?
Yeah, no, Gary, this you're right, because it's an age thing.
This is truly a lightning in a bottle hit that we're experiencing right now. With, I mean, how many games have they won since they've lost Yelich?
They've won 13 of their last 15 since they lost Christian Yelich. Yeah.
Just unbelievable. Come on, Timmy.
Hey, we're getting people.
Enjoy it.
We're getting people.
Oh, I am. Yeah, for sure. I am. I think it's a generational. I'm sorry, Stevie, real quick. A generational thing, too. Twice in the first 39 years of this franchise existence, only two times they made the playoffs. Now look at the last 12 years. It's now after last night, and this year, it's four times in the last 12. So two of the first 30 of the last 12.
People are asking.
Tim, haven't you also? Go ahead.
People are asking on Twitter, and I just want to clarify this really quickly here. If the Brewers and Cardinals tie, the Cardinals would then have the advantage as far as home field on Monday for that tiebreaker because the Cardinals won the season series, correct?
Yes.
But if it's the Brewers and the Nationals and they tie, Brewers won that series, right? And the Brewers would be at home on Tuesday for the wild card. So essentially, they could go to St. Louis, win Monday, but then have to turn around and come home Tuesday to play against the Nationals. If they win that, would then have to be in L.A. on Thursday to face the Dodgers.
Right. If they get the 163 and lose against the Cardinals, they still do hold that tiebreaker, even though the 163 is a regular season game. That doesn't affect that tiebreaker.
Right.
So you do keep that one. Timmy, I just wanted to read this for you guys quickly before the timeout. Brian Dozier, he played with the Dodgers in the NL Championship Series, now playing for the Washington Nationals. He told reporters this. I've been telling these guys, NLCS last year, I was with the Dodgers facing the Brewers. It was the most electric stadium I've ever been a part of in my whole career. I mean, when you pack that stadium out, it's electric. It gets so loud. And I'm not saying we can't win there by any means, but I think it's very important we try to stay here for sure. They do not want to come to Miller Park for that one game playoff. Let's just not even get there. Get one in St. Louis to play on Monday, and we can have another celebration like we did last year with our confetti poppers and everybody in the studio.
Yeah, getting very close. And guys, you want to talk about travel schedule. It could shake out where the Brewers end on Sunday in Denver, Colorado. They could then go to Washington, D.C. for a Monday game. A Tuesday game, and win that, and then fly clear across this country to go to L.A.
Well, yeah, but it could be worse. You could, like you just said, get done there and then have to fly to St. Louis to take on the Cardinals and then lose, fly to the D.C., and then fly to L.A. That's how jacked up that could be.
Yeah, that's exactly it. All right,
good thing you got Brewers, a magic carpet to ride on.
Brewers get the victory. Yeah, it's a smooth sail, too, and no problems. No tray tables and seat backs to worry about. You just lay down on the carpet. All right, Brewers get the victory, 5-3 final. This part of the show brought to you by Bayview Shade and Blind, providing the highest quality window fashions since 1926. Check them out at BayviewShade.com. And these messages about Sight and Sound Solutions.
Sight and Sound Solutions, up. perfect marriage. AT&T and DirecTV, TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package. You get Fox Sports Wisconsin all with your DirecTV package and the NFL Sunday ticket at no additional cost. That's right. Yeah, you missed 3 weeks. So what? You're not paying anything for the NFL Sunday ticket this year. It's no additional cost. $200 in Visa cards as well. Good anywhere Visa is accepted. But wait for it. Sight and Sound Solutions can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. As an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Wouldn't you rather call a 262 number? Talk to my guy, Al, who's been helping me for years with my DirecTV, and I love it. Talk to him. He's been in this business a long time, over 15 years. Number one with customer service. Sight and Sound Solutions is a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call Al today at Sight and Sound Solutions, 262-754-1500. That's 262-754-1500. NFL Sunday ticket, automatic renews each season. Prevailing rate unless canceled prior to start of the season. Select international games excluded. Remote access to one game at a time. Data charge may apply. Call for details.
A big day in Wisconsin sports. Brewers get a victory, and we're talking about that, and we're talking Packers. That's all today here on The Fan.
This week on the Lodge Kohler Kickoff, Green Bay's middle linebacker Ty Summers will join me for our fireside chat live from Leaps and Bounds. I'm Bill Michaels. Be a face in the crowd and join us. It's the Lodge Kohler Kickoff, Friday from 6 to 7, right here on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
The Milwaukee Admirals begin the 2019-20 season October 12th at 6, and we've got your tickets. Check out our flex plans, offering you the flexibility you need with your busy schedule. You pick the games and how many tickets you need for each game and save money off regular price tickets. They start at $135 for 10 vouchers. To check out the full line of Admirals ticket options, including flex plans, full and half seasons, or the limited edition challenge coin package, which helps provide tickets to military families, please log on to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com, hashtag Admirals50.
WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2 Wauwatosa. The Brewers have clinched a 2019 postseason berth. Talk Brewers baseball here on AM 1250 and 105.7 FM. The Fan. Sports Flash right now.
I'm Anthony Mandela from the Fan Update Studio. Make it seven straight. The Brewers sweep the Reds with a 5-3 win this afternoon. Orlando Arcia, Ben Gamel, Manny Pena in the RBI column. Chase Anderson gets the win. Josh Hader the save. Eric Thames, a guy to watch out for. He left in the fourth inning with hamstring discomfort in both legs. Postgame coverage continuing here on the Fan. The Packers welcoming the Eagles to Lambeau Field tonight. It's a 7:20 kickoff Thursday Night Football. And in the NFL, the owner is proposing a 17-game regular season. The update brought to you by Ribs on a Stick from Robert's Specialty Meats, the ideal treat for your weekend tailgate party grilling. Pick up some today for the best in meats. It's Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. I'm Anthony Mandela for The Fan. Listen live anywhere, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. The Brewers just refuse to lose. We're talking about it on The Fan.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. Here's the scoop from the skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Getting closer to kickoff, Packers and Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get back to that conversation in just a couple of minutes here as the Brewers get a 5-3 victory and winning streak now at 7. They've won 18 of their last 20. And in today's victory, it was a one-zip deficit until the Brewers loaded up the bases in that fourth inning. And there's your turning point of the game by Great Lakes Dragway Track and Event. Information at greatlakesdragaway.com. Yeah, it was that fourth inning. Orlando Arcia turned things around, turned this game around in that turning point fourth inning.
Big time,
a bases clearing double. He got it done. And we'll get to Craig Counsell here. Josh, did I just hear that Josh Hader is going to talk about division title hopes? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, Josh Hader was pretty open and honest about it with Sophia Minard after the game, and apparently he says they're not satisfied with just getting themselves a little taster in a one-game playoff. They want the whole dang sausage, and they want to get into that DS. Man. And take out the Cardinals.
Yeah, it is It is well within their reach. Guys, a game back with three to play. Cardinals and Cubs go at it from Busch. Brewers and Rockies go at it out in Denver. And we'll see. They need to do one game better than the St. Louis Cardinals. And, hell, for that matter, strange things have happened, guys. They have. And who knows? Maybe the Cubs pick it up and lay three on them. I mean, think about that. Have we thought about that?
Got a better chance of winning the lottery at this point. I mean, that Cubs team, dude, they are awful. And not even just awful, they've quit. I mean, that's just what it is. They've quit. Now, the one thing you have going for you in this series is at least it's a rivalry series. At least these two fan bases can't stand each other. And maybe, just maybe, that lights a fire under a couple of these guys' butts.
Sure.
But even with that, half the roster is hurt and not playing in this series. So that works against you, too. Really, at the end of the day, you have to sweep the Rockies and hope by some miracle the Cubs can win a game.
Yeah, that's all you need. You need them to win one game. It's crazy to think you need them to just win one game for you to have this opportunity to win back-to-back division titles. But that's where it is. In 37 years, guys, between back-to-back appearances for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's incredible to think that that's where you're at right now. And it seems like, we just talked about the magic carpet ride, it appears right now that nobody believes that it's about to end. So let's just get all excited and then, you know, just enough to get our hearts broken, right, Tim?
Yeah, well, I'm not going to invest in this team because then I'm going to feel... Yeah. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell. He's pleased, but he's got he's got this team with their feet on the ground.
This is a big game. I'd describe it more than that. Made it so it's a big weekend in Denver and put some pressure on the Cardinals, and that's what we wanted to do.
Was this a game that you knew you're going to have to grind through, you know, after the clincher and trying to rest some guys and who's available?
Well, I think as much as anything is the guy in the mound, made it for them. I thought we could pitch well and keep runs off the board, but scoring against him for the first three innings didn't look too promising. And we put together a great fourth inning. I thought Yaz's at bat just changed the game. It changed Castillo on the mound for sure. He laid off, got 0-2, and he laid off four great pitches. And if that doesn't personify Yaz's season this year, I mean, that was the inning. I mean, it changed Castillo that inning. There's no question about it in my mind. And then Arcia had a huge hit, and Ben Gamel followed him up. So that was, I would credit that to a guy just doing what he's done great all season long.
It also was another day of just a different guy,
Gamel and Arcia doing a heck of a job. So Chase Anderson pitched really, really well. I thought he was, that first inning was, he was a little off, just out of sync a little bit. But he gave us five strong innings, which is impressive.
To do this, to sweep this series, first beating Sonny Gray and now Luis Castillo, what does it say about, I mean, it's just more of the same for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're pitching so well, we're not getting runs up. So it's, when you do that, we're giving the offense just execute, and we're doing a pretty good job executing on offense and not putting a ton of pressure on with scoring a bunch of runs. And that's what we did in both games that they pitched, and that was enough.
Josh has a little bad luck that pitch ticks the guy's foot, and after that, it looked like...
Yeah, no, Josh was great. I mean, debating a little bit. Took my time on making the Suarez decision, but it seemed to make sense to me, and he pitched great. He did a great job.
Took your time because it's putting that tying run.
Yeah, I just want to think about it a little more. Yeah, yeah.
And Josh, I asked Josh. He said he wasn't told about.
No, I didn't. I didn't tell him anything. We were at that point. I just told Josh be careful with him. I didn't say anything to him, and so I changed my mind back in the dugout.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union, Local 113. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org.
Brewers get the victory. You just heard from Craig Counsell right there. He changed his mind. Guys, that's the thing with this team right now and what's going on with the crew.
You've just been waiting for him to say that. You've just been waiting, chomping at the bit for him to say that.
Because we have those conversations on the show, and why can't he just go with his gut once in a while? And why he did. He did today. He didn't let Eugenio Suarez kill him today. And he's been killing the Brewers all season long. And he finally thought about it. I wondered if they were going to pitch to him, but knowing Craig Counsell, he rarely does the intentional walk thing. Very, very rarely. That was interesting that he's turned around, flipped that, and said, you know, changed my mind. Love it, love it, love it. The Brewers get the win today, 5-3 final. The offense didn't have a ton of hits today, Billy, but just enough to put five on the board and get it done.
Yeah, and they get aided by the ball that bounces out of the glove of Van Meter out in left, and it counts for the RBIs from Orlando Arcia. He racks up 3 in a two-hit affair. He was the only Brewer, Orlando Arcia, with multiple hits in this one. Timmy, 5 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for the crew. 3 runs on 9 hits for the Reds, and they got 1 on a solo shot, but 5 hits scattered over 5 innings from Chase Anderson. He's your winner today, his 8th win on the year. Junior Guerra gives up 1 in an inning of work. Big Pom, Drew Pomeranz, gets a hold with a clean inning. 2/3 of an inning and a run given up and a couple of heart attacks given by Devin Williams, but Josh Hader locks it down for his 37th save of the year with a 4-out one today in Cincinnati. 15 pitches, 13 strikes.
No way would I have believed you if you'd have told me, well, Corey Knebel's hurt at the beginning of the year, and he's going to have Tommy John, and we're going to have to go with Josh Hader. He's going to save close to 40 games this year. I would not have believed that.
And he's going to give up, 11 home runs in the year? And blow how many different ones he gave up?
He had a stretch in there where
14
he blew four
home
of
runs
six
this
chances.
Year.
14, 4 of 6 chances when he was in his downslope, as Sparky was calling him, home run hater, but gave up like 8 in that span. So it wasn't a good run, but he's bounced back. The team has obviously bounced back, and they're into the playoffs here with just 3 remaining, a game back of the St. Louis Cardinals. Speaking of Josh Hader, division title hopes in reach, and we're going to hear from Josh Hader next here on The Fan.
Which player is ready for the bigs? What will the next series bring for the crew? Time for some forward thinking. Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way forward at FFPWI.com.
All right, I have a feeling that this is going to turn out in a game 163 on Monday. I just think that's...
Ooh, okay.
I do, but I again, guys, after a 5-3 win today, we'll get back to Packers conversation in just a second. After a 5-3 win today for the crew, I don't know if it's just wishful thinking or I got a feeling. So I'll admit that. I'm not sure.
I'm sure hoping that it's a premonition. It's one of those days where Tim Allen just randomly knows what's happening. Because, Stevie, you've seen this. You've seen this guy pick random swami situations. I hope that's exactly what this is. And then we have a storybook finish of Pat Brewers going and finishing it off in Chicago last year, in St. Louis this year. And then you go in and then you get past the Dodgers in the NLCS and you vanquish that demon too.
Nope, I'm gonna say Brewers win the division Sunday. Outright, and then they rest until they have to go to Atlanta next week, Thursday.
Outright.
So they just take it off the sheet, and then
Cubs
then the
get
Cardinals...
2 out of 3. Cubs take 2 out of 3.
Yeah, that would be +2. Well, I hope
Gary?
You're
what
right.
What does Gary think?
Well, you know, why not just go with you, Steve? Because if I go with you and it goes wrong, nobody care. If I go against you,
every time somebody does something positive, he brings this angle up.
Just say what you feel, man.
If I go against you and it goes right, then I get slack off that. So I just play it safe. Yeah, they're winning division. Why don't you do this? Yeah, they're going to get to the World Series and win it too. If it doesn't come true, nobody cares.
Well, the 2019 championship season.
I'm jaded
season
right now with that, Steve, as you can tell.
A little bit.
It's not over yet. Hey, Josh Hader is part of a dynamite bullpen, guys. First, I'll start with some of the numbers here. Who got lit up, by the way? That's Luis Castillo in this one. Brewers lit him up in the fourth inning for a 4 run rally, and Orlando Arcia and Ben Gamel get it done with doubles. Three RBIs by Arcia, who got lit up, brought to you by Heiser Automotive. Today's your day at Heiser.com. How about the pitching? Collective ERA, we talked about that. It's a 2.74 in the month of September. That's how you win ball games. You pitch well. Okay, let's break it down. Starters ERA, 2.91 in the month, guys. Mm. This is a band of misfits, according to a lot of national guys that are just thrown together. It's a bunch of number threes and number fours, but that ERA, that sub ERA for a month, is getting it done. That's third in the big leagues through this duration of time. That's a 1.08 WHIP. That's walks and hits into innings pitched. So just outstanding starters. Bullpen in the month, 2.58 ERA. An even one WHIP in 108 innings. That's second in the big leagues, guys. They're getting it done. People say it's Council. People say it's the offense and Grandal and picking up for Yelly. You know, the two facts are they are pitching outstanding, and Josh Hader is a huge part of that. What kind of deal does he get, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer? Because you're going to have to extend this guy with some money.
See, that's just it. I don't know if he's going to take the deal or if he's going to try and play this out. I think he's absolutely crazy if he tries to play this out. He only made $687,000 this year. Now, only, you know, to me, that'd be a ton of money. I'd be exceptionally happy if that was the case. But in MLB standards, he's getting paid peanuts for what he should be getting paid and what he did. And he doesn't get to arbitration one, his first year of arbitration, till 2021. Then he's got to go through 3 years of arbitration. If he plays this out and doesn't get more money from the Brewers or whatever they're willing to offer him, he's going to play this thing out 4 more years. He doesn't get to unrestricted free agency till age 30 in 2024.
And you go into that, guys, with the situation of not knowing what the new CBA is. He would be smart, and he would be advantageous to get a little bit of guaranteed money at least in the next year before the 2021 deadline.
From his perspective, from the Brewers' perspective, I can get this dude pretty cheap here for a while before I really got to worry about paying this dude, and I don't got to gamble on his arm holding up.
Would you give him $20 million right now for the next 4 years?
$5 million a year, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And you know what? And before this, Billy, I think it's a good point. Before this bargaining conversation happens at the table with the union and the league, he may take the $20
million. Just get
some money. That's $20 million. Yep. That kid can do a lot of hunting and fishing and camping with $20 million.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he can do all the trap shooting and armadillo shooting. Gary, you know a little bit more about this being down south, but Josh likes to hunt down there in southern Maryland and do a little bit of that, but also some out in Arizona. So he can do a lot of coyote shooting and find a lot of different things and do a lot of fishing with the money that he'd be making right there. And guys, that's life-changing money that you'd be able to get right away and make sure that you have that in your back pocket. And oh, by the way, also 2 All-Star appearances.
Yeah, I just hope he comes back. I mean, we need him back. And the Brewers need to figure out how to bring all these guys back again. I mean, the core. I mean, right now it feels like they have a core that they know they can depend on to run with. At one point I thought Jeremy Jeffers was a part of that core, but things happen. But I think they recognize and know who their core player is, and I think hopefully they can get all these guys back again.
Let's hear from Josh Hader after the game as he locked in save number 37.
Josh, this team just continues to roll. You get the series sweep, 7 in a row now, your 20th win in September. And for you, you were asked to pick up your teammates here and get the 4-out save. How were you able to just pound the zone and put up the zero again today?
You know, we had the opportunity to win another game, and, you know, we're hungry for that division. So, you know, that's all I needed right there. And, you know, just attack the zone and you know, get big outs.
Josh, we've spoken about how effective that slider has been for you, how that makes your fastball better. What did you see from the hitters today, and how you were able to be so dominant?
It's definitely nice. You know, I was able to command it on both sides of the plate, and, you know, be able to get some takes out of it, and also, you know, some swings and some pop-ups. So, you know, it's a huge pitch for me, and it's going to, you know, make that fastball look a little bit better, too.
Bottom of the order stepped up. Orlando Arcia, the 3-run double. Ben Gamel drives him in with his own double. How does it feel like it's different guys stepping up game to game as you guys put together this incredible month?
Yeah, that's what it's about. That's what we've been doing all September. You know, know, we're figuring out a way to do it and to get runs in and win ball games. And you know, that's the fun part about baseball is you know, it's going to take all these guys to win games.
Now just one game back with final three games left against the Colorado Rockies. Josh, what's next for this team? Can you guys keep this going?
Yeah, you know, we're going to continue to play good baseball, figure out ways to win, figure out ways to move guys, and you know, continue to attack the zone and pitch good. So it's going to be fun. You know, we'll figure out this last three games, and hopefully we can pull out this division.
You know, I'm not sure they were clapping for Josh Hader. I think Marty Brenneman just walked by, and so the Cincinnati Reds were cheering about that.
Yeah, they threw him up on the board today, yeah. And he was on the pregame show with Jeff earlier on. And good dude, good send off, and what a way to do it, sweep him on out of that broadcast booth.
Josh Hader, for those that you that didn't check out the game, late in the ball game, facing Joey Votto in the ninth inning, Josh Hader made that dude look like a clown. It was a fastball for strike one.
Oh, you must have been smiling ear to ear.
A slider that made him look like an eight-year-old baseball player, and then a fastball to send him back to the dugout. Good night, Joey Votto. We'll see you next year.
How happy were you with that?
I was going nuts.
I know you love Joey Votto.
All right, well, you guys get back to Packers conversation. I know the audience is waiting to talk Packers, Eagles, and Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag Admirals50. We'll be back on tomorrow night after game one against the Rockies. One game back in the division, 19 games over 500 with an 89-70 mark, a pop at the 90 benchmark in win total. And, yeah, you guys enjoy this. We'll see what happens, but every game is huge. You guys carry on, and for the rest of you, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
All right, Timmy, thanks, buddy. We got Gary Ellerson up in Green Bay at his WNFL studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer is here as well as myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. We're going to be joined by Leroy Butler, Leap 36, into the building, as well as Elliot Shore Parks of WIP in Philadelphia. He comes up at 3:48. We get back to Packers football conversation on a green and gold game day. Packers and Eagles tonight. Here, this is the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.